Philip Semper PF, the surgeon curator, today's date is 03/29/2025. Dictation is 4. Luis Perez. Perez spells P-E-R-E-Z. Luis spells L-U-I-S. Date of birth is 03/03/1979. This is a 46-year-old gentleman here with right great toe pain, period. Patient said this has been going on for approximately 2 weeks, but has gotten worse yesterday, period. Described pain as sharp, rated pain as 9/10. Located in the MIPJ of his great toe. Except pain is non-radiating and confined to the MIPJ region. He denies trauma. Patient said he has a strong family history of gout. I noticed pain after he had a steak meal along with alcohol, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient denies chills, myalgia, denies increased temperature, period. He denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Next paragraph, past medical history. Cholelithiasis, past surgical history. Cholecystectomy, family history, gout. Next paragraph, medication, none. Next paragraph, allergies, none. Next paragraph, social history, he endorses alcohol, tobacco uses, denies drug use. Next paragraph, physical exam, is alert oriented, obese gentleman, is no in mild distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 99% at room air, blood pressure is 126/81, pulse 55, respiration 18, temperature 97.9, period. Next paragraph, in great toe, right foot. Edema is present, erythema is present, site is hot to touch. Patient has good range of motion, however, he has significant discomfort with flexion. Next paragraph, cap review less than 2 seconds. Next paragraph, sensation is normal. Next paragraph, next line, no abrasions, no lacerations, no deformity. Next line, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is acute gout. Number 2 is pain to right great toe. Next paragraph, patient and I had a lengthy discussion about his diagnosis, and he was educated on food/diet to avoid. Period. He says he understands and will comply. Today in the clinic, he received the following medication: Toradol 60 milligrams IM. Dexamethasone 10 milligrams IM. He was observed in the clinic for approximately 10 to 15 minutes, then reevaluated, report improvement. So he had no reaction to the medication and is comfortable with my discharge plans, period. We did the following labs today: CBC, CMP, uric acid. Patient was advised to come back in about a week for a follow-up. However, he was further advised that we will call him if any tests in his labs warrants significant attention, period. End of dictation. Correction. Patient was sent home with the following medication: colchicine 0.6 milligrams, 2 PO now, 1 PO in another hour. Number 3, next medication, allopurinol 300 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 30 days. Number 30, no refills. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.